This is your West Michigan Public Radio station, and this is the WGVU Morning Show.
The work of my next guest, described as moving, insightful. He chronicles his downward mobility as an immigrant to a small town in Virginia. He's armed with an MBA from India that Deepak Singh can only get a minimum wage job in an electronic store. So let's talk about his story and, well, certainly his book, How May I Help You? An Immigrant's Journey from MBA to Minimum Wage. Deepak Singh, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Shelley.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome. You spent some time in Ann Arbor?
Yes, I lived there for 2 years, and it was a lot of fun time there. I love that town.
But yes, well, it is still here and still strong, and we a couple hours away, so it's cool to know that you spent the time there. What were you doing there?
I was just writing. My wife had a job at University of Michigan. She was a postdoctoral fellow. I'm a full-time writer, so I was living and writing.
And here you are, writing your product. We have How May I Help You? Boy, where do we start, Deepak? First of all, India, your homeland?
Yes. So I am born and bred in India, in a town called Lucknow, which is in northern India, close to New Delhi, about 300 miles southeast of Delhi. And I grew up in India. I went to school in India, and I fell in love with a woman from rural Pennsylvania who was visiting my town, and I came to the United States.
The rest is history, but yet many in-betweens. All right, how did we get our MBA, Deepak?
I like most people in India, most parents try to push their kids to get the degree that gets you the job. Like either you become a doctor or engineer or get an MBA, you know, make a lot of money and get settled, get married, have kids. So I followed the same path. My parents wanted me to be successful and have a good life. I got the MBA. I got into MBA program. I finished the MBA degree. But right after finishing the degree, I realized that the degree was not for me. I was not inclined to work in corporate sector, you know, wearing suit and tie, sitting in front of the computer all day long. So I didn't follow any of the jobs that MBA got me. I got into a job in BBC Broadcasting, British Broadcasting Corporation in Lucknow.
Wow.
As a general radio producer.
Yes, so you know this world, but yet your honesty shows. So how did we start to, as I describe this, the story of downward mobility? How did this start?
Well, I had an MBA, but I didn't use the MBA. I got the job in BBC World Service in India and kept working there.
Okay.
And right after that, I came to America, and I was hoping that I would find a job in radio, a similar kind of job producing radio shows and stuff in America. But I had faced a lot of hurdles because of my accent and Indian education and qualification. So I had to take a job in retail in an electronics store. And I kept doing radio on the side, but that was not enough money. So I kept my full-time sales job for 2 years. And I learned a lot of things on the sales floor. I found a whole different world. I mean, I sold electronics to Americans and electronics that I did not know exist, like shower radio or radar detector or CB radios, all these kind of things, you know.
Yeah, you're kind of dating yourself, and that's okay. Let's share another story. I mean, do conversations occur where your customers perhaps asked about you?
Yeah, I mean, my accent was quite Indian back then, and I mean, it still is, but it was more then, and people had a hard time understanding me, and they got frustrated, and I couldn't understand them, they couldn't understand me, and a lot of people, like when they got angry, they asked me things like, so how many gas bells do you own? I didn't know what that meant, you know, but I think later I found out he was not being very nice to me, and some of the people thought I was from Middle East, you know, or an Arab, stuff like that. But I had a lot of good customers, too, who were very nice to me. And so both good and bad.
Yes. Your book, again, How May I Help You? An Immigrant's Journey from MBA to Minimum Wage, also brings in the stories of others, where you talk about struggles of Jackie, a young African-American woman. You want to talk about her?
Yeah, sure. Jackie was a very nice woman. She was much younger than I was, but she was she had a different life experience. But she already had a kid, and she was a mother, and she was paying mortgage and paying making payments on her car, and she was only 21 or something, and I was much older than her, and it was frustrating for her. A lot of times she asked me to lend her some money so she can eat, and I was quite shocked. And I was like, people aren't supposed to be poor in America. America is the richest country in the world, and how come she's asking me for $10 so she can have lunch? And I was quite surprised, and my perception about, you know, the life in America began to change slowly, and I got to know her, and she was very kind to me. She always helped me with stuff and how to make a sales pitch and do stuff at the computer and stuff. But I was quite struck by her situation and what she was going through, and trying to make ends meet and by making minimum wage at a retail store.
What about Ron, this gentleman trying to keep his life intact despite health concerns?
Yeah, he was an older guy, I mean, at least 15 or 17, 18 years older than me. And he had to pay child support, and he was paying mortgage on his house. He was also seeing doctors for his health, and he was struggling. You know, he had a lot of certifications and diplomas and education, but this was a job he was at this age. So I was surprised by how come a guy like him, you know, so qualified and have several certifications, as he said, and still working a retail job. And so both these people were, I mean, I got to them really well there, and I was quite touched by their situation in their lives.
Conversation with author Deepak Singh, writing the book, How May I Help You? An Immigrant's Journey from MBA to Minimum Wage.